From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. On Saturday, Mexicans began mourning those that were claimed by the massive earthquake Thursday night and Hurricane Jose. Hurricane Katia. Bejan Hamdard has the story.
Hardest hit was Juchitán, a Oaxaca state city where 36 people died when the magnitude 8.1 quake struck. President Enrique Peña Nieto said a third of the city's homes collapsed or were uninhabitable. Two others died in a mudslide in the Gulf Coast state of Veracruz after Hurricane Katia hit late on Friday. Peña Nieto said authorities were looking to reestablish supplies of water and food and provide medical attention to those who need it. Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.
Evacuations took place across Florida as Hurricane Irma approached. More than 5.6 million Floridians have been ordered to evacuate, and Governor Rick Scott told them to heed the call.
If you've been ordered to evacuate, you need to leave now. Do not wait. Evacuate. Not tonight, not in an hour. You need to go right now. If you're in an evacuation zone, leave.
The National Hurricane Center says Irma has weakened from a Category 4 to a Category 3 hurricane, but it is expected to regain strength as it approaches the Florida Keys. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says the Greek economy is turning around and will no longer be under the supervision of the country's creditors in 2018. Tsipras said the Greek economy will grow in 2017 after a 9-year recession and that jobs are growing at the fastest pace since 2001. He also said foreign investor interest was growing. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire starting Sunday in order to allow humanitarian aid to reach those affected by the conflict. The ceasefire announcement comes as U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert called for greater access.
We'd like to certainly call on the government of Burma to allow better, greater access for reporters and journalists to be able to enter that country and be able to provide accurate information about what's going on the ground. There also remains a humanitarian situation where it is very difficult for humanitarian aid groups to be able to get in and provide the supplies and the support that is necessary.
Insurgents from the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA, launched an attack on dozens of police posts and an army base late last month, leading to the displacement of more than 300,000 people. The UN Refugee Agency warns overcrowding and deteriorating conditions on Greece's eastern Aegean islands are causing serious distress among refugees. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports that refugees from Syria, Iraq, and other destitute and conflict-ridden countries are arriving on Greece's islands faster than the government can transfer them to the mainland for processing. UNHCR spokeswoman Cecile Puy says living conditions are particularly bad for refugees on the islands of Lesbos, Samos, Leros, and Chios.
Many of the people have been staying on the islands for months, and the conditions have affected their physical and mental health.
The UNHCR is calling for robust action to improve conditions in reception facilities on the islands. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
YouTube has cut off access to a state-run North Korean propaganda channel. The move comes as the United States seeks to impose tougher sanctions following Pyongyang's recent nuclear and missile tests. YouTube gave no details on why the Uri Minjokiri account was closed down or for how long, but advertising revenue generated by the accounts could violate U.S. trade sanctions. Academics use official footage from the channel of missile launches and visits to factories by Kim Jong-un to gain rare insights into the progress of the country's weapons programs. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he ruled out the possibility of allowing Islamic State-linked militants to flee from a southern city in exchange for the release of dozens of hostages. The militants seized large parts of Marawi City on the island of Mindanao in May, and a number of fighters have been holding out for more than 100 days during airstrikes and ground attacks by troops. The military has launched its final push to retake Marawi and is coming under heavy fire from gunmen. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.